Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. Let's go to Tony. Good evening, Tony.
Hello.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, how are you doing? All right?
Yeah, what you got?
I just want to first pay me respects to the late, great Keith Flint, prodigy.
Okay.
He gave me many great years of getting through a good part of my life that I'll always remember, and their music, and it's a big loss, I think, to the music world.
Okay, well, yeah, yes, of course. Also, Luke Perry died today. The 90s have taken a little hit today with those two going.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know him so much, but, anyway, you was on about Bruce Lee earlier on as well. I've been listening to the audio book by Matthew Polly.
Is it any good?
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to download that today, and then I downloaded Roger Daltrey instead.
It's very good. I mean, my ex-girlfriend calls them lazy boy books, you know what I mean? But I like listening to stories, so...
Do you know what? I was always dead against audiobooks.
Yeah.
Until about a year ago, when I can't remember why, but I got into them. And now I love them. If I'm driving... Yeah. I'll have an audiobook on.
Well, you're lying there trying to sort of get off to sleep and
whatever.
To them
when I'm trying to get off. I don't listen to them so much in bed, but I can understand how. If I listen to them in bed though, I'd fall asleep and then wake up the next day and go, "Well, hang on, what was the last thing I remember?" And then I'd try and listen to it and realize it would confuse me. So for me, it's driving.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or on a train or whatever, like, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple of other things as well. Netflix, so I've got a couple of things for you to watch.
There we go. This is what we want. Tony's in with our cultural recommendations on a Monday evening. Yes, Tony!
Right, you've got Dirty John.
Now, I've heard a lot about this Dirty John, partly because I was listening to when Kath filled in for me the other day and she was talking about Dirty John.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the podcast, which my sister didn't rate.
Right.
Did you enjoy it?
It's unbelievable.
Hang on a minute, Tom. Go on, Kath.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. As much as you can enjoy something that's horrific. But I went for a drink with my friend yesterday and she was talking about, she hasn't heard the podcast, but she's seen the Netflix series and she said it was incredible.
So, Tony, is the series, is it a documentary or is it a drama?
There's a documentary on there as well as the series. So watch the series first and then watch the documentary after, which is called Dirty John, The Dirty Truth.
Okay, why... I'm going to regret asking this. Why is he dirty?
It's quite unbelievable what he gets up to. He's quite horrific. He's very nasty, but he gets his comeuppance at the end. I ain't going to say nothing too much.
Okay.
Too much more about it. But another thing you got to watch.
Hang on a minute. He can't hear you, Kath. Don't worry. Go on.
I was going to say, basically, he got the nickname when he was at university because he was a ladies' man, right? He's very, very attractive, but he's also a git.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I love that word, git. I know that for years.
You don't hear that. Here we go. This is tonight's phone in. Words that you don't hear very often. We've got git. Let's get a table. We've got git. I'm going to throw in Wally.
Yeah.
No one calls anyone a Wally anymore.
Div.
What?
Div.
A div. Yeah, we'll have div. We do div a bit, but we'll have div. Yeah, div and divvy. Yeah.
Can I just say, I've got a couple of more programs for your next. There's another programme called You.
Yeah, what's that about? Me?
This is about a head case that gets a bit obsessed with this woman.
Oh.
It's very good, very good.
Okay.
I think you'll like it.
All right, thank you, yes.
And there's another documentary as well.
Yeah.
Called, hold on a minute, I've written it down.
He's made notes. This guy's done more prep than we have.
It's gone. It's actually gone. Like, I had it already for you.
You wrote it in invisible ink.
Watch, and it's...
You prune.
Gone, yeah. So, But yeah, so...
Hey, now, Tony, let me throw something at you, right? Because you're obviously a Bruce Lee fan, OK? And I've got to say something to you that only a Bruce Lee fan would get, right?
Go for it.
The other day, I was in the car with Catherine listening to The Archers.
Yeah?
Right? And in The Archers, there's a karate teacher. And he invited a woman back to his house for a date. And she came in and she went, oh, that's a nice poster. And he went, yeah, it's Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
But my favourite film...
Why are the dragons?
Well, hang on. The guy says, my favourite Bruce Lee film is Game of Death.
Really?
Now, listen. Exactly. No Bruce Lee fan is going to say their favourite Bruce Lee film is Game of Death.
It's terrible.
It's a lousy movie. I mean, I enjoy watching it, but it's lousy. No one. I said this to Catherine and she kind of shrugged her shoulders. No Bruce Lee fan is ever going to say that Game of Death is their favourite Bruce Lee film. He's only in it for 9 minutes.
So the Archers have got an agricultural...
I was going to say about 10 minutes or so, but yeah, it's terrible. It's like a B-movie.
Tony, shut up. Can you not hear Catherine?
No, I'm sorry. I can't.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to cough and Catherine's going to speak.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hello there.
Then you've got to say
over when you finish.
All right.
Okay, because I want Tony to know when he can come in.
I was going to say, because the Archers have got an agricultural correspondent. Turns out they also need a martial arts correspondent, because that was a load of old bunkum, wasn't it? Over.
It was terrible. Over.
No, don't. You said over in the middle. Right, we're going to end it there. Tony, thank you very much for your call and your recommendations. It's appreciated. Let's go to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Alan.
You all right?
I'm all right. I'm afraid we've broken the news of the two big deaths today already.
Thank you for saving me a job.
It's okay. I know how much it pains you phoning us up and telling us who's died.
Yeah, because I found out through the BBC News app on my phone.
Yeah, Luke Perry, man. Here's the thing. Keith Flint, we suspect he may have taken his own life, which is incredibly sad. I'm not
a
fan of the... Hang on a minute, please. Hang on a minute, Alan, shut up. I'm not a fan of the Prodigy at all, so it's one of those deaths that hasn't had such an impact on me, but we know someone who was very close to Keith Flint, so that has actually made me reconsider. And also, I think when anyone takes their own life, it's just really tragic. But here's the thing, he's kind of the same age as me. He was 49. And then Luke Perry died, and Luke Perry's kind of the same age as me. He's 52. And you just think, my God. Now, obviously, one died because they were ill, and one died because, well, I guess they were ill, and they took their own life. But when people start going that are my age or thereabouts, man alive, it makes it real how fragile, how paper, you know, Rizla thin this existence is. It really is.
Definitely.
Go on, Alan.
I mean, I found out the news. Well, I was on my way to the cinema to see that film I was talking about last week.
Gosh, you really does sound like you've got two dicks in your mouth right now. Just try again.
No, I found out about those deaths when I was on my way to the cinema.
Ah.
With my family.
Well, I hope it didn't ruin the movie experience.
No, I won't give a review of it.
Oh, the review of the movie. This is the film starring Marky Mark.
No, Stephen, Nick Frost.
Oh, no, I keep thinking of the other one, the Instant Family. Okay, right. This is the film starring The Rock.
Yeah, and Nick Frost.
And Nick Frost is written and directed by Stephen Merchant.
That's right.
Okay, well then, without any spoilers, Alan, let's hear what you got.
I felt it was a very good film. It documented the wrestling profession in a good light. It looked at the training aspects from Norwich, England, all the way to Florida, and all the way to Monday Night Raw, which is on tonight.
Well, that's a great review. And how much? How many stars would you give it?
A 4
out of 75.
Out of 5, and I got another word you wouldn't hear in a while.
Go on.
Wazik.
What?
Wazik.
Radic.
No, Wazik.
Razik.
Wazik.
Yeah. Razor Radic. Razor Radic. Is that what you said? What are you saying?
Wazik.
Radic.
As in you, total Wazik.
Radic. I've never heard of Radic. Oh.
Wazik with a W.
Rowick. Hang on a minute. Drage, can you understand him?
I can't, unfortunately.
Try again. Go on, Alan.
Wazzock.
Oh, Radic. Okay, right. Well, thank...
Razor
Radic. Razor Radic, the well-known sports person. Star. Sports person.
And I've got another one.
Go on.
Smeghead.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much for your call, Alan. I appreciate that. And
that's not very nice, is it?
It's not. It's not very nice, Dredge.
It's not,
and we're
clever.
We're gonna poodle along.
Poodle.
Wasn't Poodle one of the flumps?
She was,
I think.
Davey, Poodle, Dozy,
Flump and Titch. We are pleased to have you on board, Dredge. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Oh, you sent me an email. You've got a new song out. Hang on a minute. Let's find this
hit or.
Okay. I tell you what we'll do. Don't take any calls for a second, because we're gonna take calls straight to air. What do we call it? Hit or S word? Yes word or S word? Okay.
I don't think we should do that.
No, we're doing it.
I don't think we should.
What is it? Pancake Day.
Yeah, it's a song called Pancake Day.
Okay, we're doing it. So what we're going to do is we're going to play this song by John Dredge and the Plinths. And, hang on, is this it? My laptop is frozen. No, that's not it. Hang on.
That's not me, actually.
No, hang on. Just be quiet. Everyone be quiet. Why has this gone funny? Flipping heck, Dredge. You're such a pain in the butt. In the butt. Here we go. Right. They're going to go to the video.
That's better than what you called me last time.
Okay. Hang on a minute. I'm not quite sure. What is going on with... Hang on. Here we go. Right. Okay. So we're going to play the S word or the S word, dear listener. This is your chance to shape musical history. We're going to play a song by John Dredge, regular caller.
Good evening.
And his band, The Plinths.
Okay.
And you're going to phone up. You're going to come straight to air. Oh, Kath, I think Matthew wants you out there. You're going to come straight to air and you are going to say yes word or S word. Please don't actually say the yes word. Cannot stress this enough. Phoning up and saying S-H-1-2.
Just say yes. Just say yes
yeah.
word.
All right. I'm going to cut you off in a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. Saying yes word or just don't say S-H-1-T, because that gets me in a lot of trouble. Okay. But... Just for the next 2 minutes, 22 seconds, it's a short song. 03-44-499-1000. Yes word or S word? Is this song the yes word or is this song the S word? Dredge, do you want to give us a little bit of background or do we just go straight into it?
Well, I thought there's lots of songs about Christmas Day, songs about birthdays. There's no song about Pancake Day, so here it is.
Okay, here it is. Yes word or S word? 03-44-499-1000. Take your call straight to air.
On Pancake Day, there's a feeling of such magic in the air. Everyone,
let's go to line one. Line one, yes word or S word?
I think it's great. Yes word.
Definite.
Yes,
wow, fantastic. There's the first one. Here we go. 03-44-499-1000. Yes word or S word?
On Pancake Day.
Line three, yes word or S word?
What a dreadful bag of shite.
No, I said don't swear. Don't swear. Please don't swear, guys. Line five, yes word or S word?
It's a yes from me.
That's two yeses and one S. Call straight to air. 03-44-499-1000. Line seven, yes word or S word?
I think this is very difficult for me to understand, so I think it is shit.
Okay, please don't swear. Please, do you understand that? Don't swear. To all. We've got 1 minute left. 03-44-499-1000. Yes word or S word?
Day. The sugar helps the medicine go down, go to brown. It's a time for thoughts profound.
Let's try line eight. Line eight, yes word or S word for the Plinths?
I love pancakes. This has got to be a yes.
Hey, there we go. 3-2 to the yeses.
Pancake day, all the wonder.
Seconds left. Will we squeeze in another call? Line eight, you're the last call. Yes word or S word?
S word.
You're saying S?
Yes.
Okay, thanks very much for your call. Well, there you... Oh, hang on. Well, the last one, it's decided. It's 3-all, line 9, yes word or S word?
I absolutely love pancakes, but that is shite.
Oh, please don't swear, guys. Please. For goodness sakes. Dredge, it was very close. It was 4-3 to the S word.
I told you you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, you were right. Turns out, well, you were right for you, but for me, I consider that to be a great victory. You sing like such a sweet.
I was going to say,
15-year-old boy.
Isn't it dulcet?
Yes, it's such a sweet boy. You can take this course now. So well done, Dredge. You should be very proud of your hairless body and the noise it can make.
Well, you know Regent Street Cinema.
Yeah, I do. March the 14th, by the way. Catherine and I will be going to a screening of Slade in Flame, followed by a Q&A with Dave Hill, which we're not hosting, and we probably have to leave before that because it's on quite late. He does talk. But yeah, it's nearly sold out, apparently. There's a few tickets left. Slade in Flame, the Regent Street Cinema, March the 14th. Yes, Dredge.
But on the 24th, yes, they're showing XTC This Is Pop.
Are they now?
The documentary that was on Sky. I've never seen it because I can't get Sky.
Oh, I've seen it. It's good. With any extras? Any extras there?
Just XTC on film.
Okay. Well, I believe. I'm going to cut you off now. Goodbye. 03444991000. Let's go to Ruby. Good evening, Ruby.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can we get... Were those callers for us? No? Were they? Yes? No? Yes? No? Yes? No? Hang on a minute, Ruby. Okay, right, fine. Back to normal calls, guys. 03444991000. Yes, Ruby, how are you?
Good, good. I think you can hear in my voice I've perked up a bit.
Yes, there's a little bit of percolation. Here's the thing I only found out the other day. It's percolation. It's not percolation, it's percolate. The coffee percolates. What? I only found that out like about 2 weeks ago. Coffee percolates. It doesn't percolate. That doesn't sound right. Does that sound right to you, Kath?
Yeah.
Does it sound right to you, Ruby? Percolate?
Yeah.
We kind of knew, Ian.
Okay.
Just you.
But percolate, though. Mm. No, it does.
Wasn't there a brand called Percol of coffee?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Should have been called Percule. Percule Poro. No. Anyway, Ruby, you've percolated up a bit, which is good. How was your weekend?
On Saturday, I spent some time with the kids, my neighbour's kids I mentioned.
There you go.
The other night.
Beautiful.
I did wallow a little bit, but overall I was happy. It was lovely being with them.
Yeah. It's life. Kids is life. That's the thing. And it's good. And when they're not yours as well, you can hand them back. And,
after fizzing them up.
Which is great. You know, I do think kids are not everyone's cup of tea or everyone's cup of percolated coffee. But being around kids for a short period of time, I think just does something for the soul.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday was pretty lousy, most of it. But
Sunday, isn't it?
I know, but at night time I was fine. I gave my room a proper clean, changed everything, the sheets, everything. I had a nice long shower, like really pampered myself.
Yeah.
And afterwards I was feeling much, much brighter and happier. So the night time was much better than the daytime.
Hey, brilliant.
And I had a good sleep.
Well, then that's fantastic news, Ruby. Well done.
And I forgot to say thank you. Well, firstly to you and Kath for everything that you said in my last two phone calls. And also to the lady who called in after me on Friday. I believe she was called Star.
Star, I think, yes.
Yeah. And I don't mean this in a patronising way at all, but I thought it was very brave of her to share her story. And the advice that she gave afterwards, it was very inspiring. Very, very nice of her to share.
We have. Here's the thing I'm working out. Apart from like maybe four people, we have the best listeners to this radio show. We have the best listeners, Ruby. I include you in that. We have the best people listening to this who generally, apart from four, maybe five, four and a half people want to spoil everything. Everybody else, the other 632, just want to help and share and encourage and nurture and grow and love. And that's it. That's what it's all about. So, yeah, we got good people listening.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you've had such a positive weekend.
Yeah.
It may slip a little bit. Being realistic, just to flag that up. You know, if you do slip back a little bit, don't be alarmed. That's natural. But it's great to know that you've had this extended period of sunshine, and just cling on to that, because it may last. But if it doesn't, you know that it will come again.
Yeah.
Nice one, Ruby. Thanks very much for letting us know, and we'll speak to you later in the week.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. 0344. The switchboard is empty for the first time this evening. 0344. 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000 is the phone number. So what is this? What is this cheese? Apparently it's a thing, right? The plastic squares of cheese, which, by the way, I mean, they're just so delicious. You get a packet of, what are they, Dairy Lee?
You can get Dairy Lee ones. You can get very orange ones.
The packets, where you can, but they're wrapped in those weird plastic wallets. Mm-hmm. And you just go, well, they're too small. They're too small to have one in a sandwich. So you've got to have a couple. But then you just open it and you just cane it. The most delicious thing in the world. But so there's a thing now. Right, that I suspect this is real. Unlike the Momo challenge, this is real, where you film yourself going up to either a baby or a dog, and you throw a piece of cheese, the square thin squares of cheese, on its face. And we kind of stumbled across this on Friday, didn't we, by accident, in like a Twitter feed or something.
Yeah, I saw one, and then when I clicked on the feed, there were loads of them, and it was like little babies, like that couldn't speak, and dogs, and little children. There was a little girl on the on the sofa, wasn't
they're
there?
They're like toddlers, no bigger than toddlers. They're mainly babies, right?
I didn't like it.
It strikes me as being a little bit odd and a bit cruel. But can someone If you, first of all, if you've done this, could you? I don't know what I did. I was watching it and I didn't get the joke. I must be so old, man. But I just think throwing things in the faces of babies, not that funny.
No.
Or is it? What are we missing? If someone could phone up, please, and let us know. Don't tweet us because we've got Twitter off. Makes the show much more dynamic, I think. So give us a call, 0344 499 1000. If someone could phone up and explain the phenomenon of chucking cheese squares in babies' faces. I don't know where it's come from. I don't know. It's this year's ice bucket challenge, isn't it? It's slightly less irritating than the tossers that do that. But tossers, they're raising money for
yeah. But I don't think any money's been raised. No, I think this is just purely for S's and G's.
If I put cheese on your face,
I wouldn't be very happy about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's the way it's applied at high speed.
Yeah. It's that, isn't it?
Yes.
If I had one now, wouldn't that be cool? So if someone could explain it, please. 0344 499 1000. Because I don't get it. I don't know where it's come from. I don't know. Where is it from? I guess is the question. Someone who might know is Rainbow George. George, are you aware of the cheese flinging phenomenon?
No, I haven't got a clue about it.
Okay, that's a shame. I really thought you might be able to give us some.
Have you ever had cheese applied to your face?
No.
Okay. Hey, I've got a question for you.
Oh, good.
What's the highest you've ever been in the company of Peter Cook? The highest. You're both just absolutely wasted.
The highest would be by the Whitestone Pond, which is the highest point in London.
Oh,
at the top of Heath Street.
George has got you, George.
And Peter used to come round to my place to get away from being high and drinking. And, in Harry Thompson's biography of Peter, he describes me as being Peter's drinking partner, and I don't drink. So Peter would come round to me to get away from all of that. Just wondering yes. about my tapes and his chance.
Oh, God, yeah. Tell you what, I'm going to... It's life, isn't it? But I've been saying that for a while. Let me... I will bring them in tomorrow, Catherine, if you remind me. I'm going to bring George's tapes in. We're going to put them in a Jiffy bag, which is...
Could you copy them for yourself?
Do you know what? I haven't got it all. I haven't got my tape deck set up to do that. And at the moment, no is the answer. I just got a lot of stuff going on, man. So no is the answer. Sorry, and I know I've had them for ages, and that's terrible of me, and I can only apologise. That's bad.
It just bad. Amuses me that. I don't know. I thought we were going to do 7 podcasts together and you were going to help me to tell my story. But I'm sorry that you lost interest in doing that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Divorce happened, a car crash happened, stuff happened, and my focus has at the moment, and I get your disappointment. I know that's what we talked about. At the moment, my... aim is just on getting by and being as creatively still and doing the least amount that I can possibly do. Here's the thing, George. My desire to create and to make has just completely vanished. I've got no inspiration. I have no desire. Coming in and doing this is like it's my favorite job in the world ever. It's like pulling teeth at the moment. It's I'm coming in and I'm faking it, and that's a horrible position to be in. So I just got no desire to make.
To help Rainbow George to tell his story.
Not at the moment.
It's a really good story.
It's a good story. It's a great story.
Yeah.
But not at the moment, I haven't. No, I've got no desire to make anything with anybody.
Really? Desire will come. Things will change.
I'm sure of that. Hopefully it will. And we've still got the stuff that we recorded with you, so hopefully it will see the light at some point. Have we still got the stuff that we recorded with him? Oh, God. Did you not? Did we put it on a computer somewhere?
I can't remember. Well.
It'll be on a memory card somewhere.
That wasn't any good. Yeah, I was disappointed with myself. I said at the time, it was an opportunity to say something better than I said it. And anyway. We're all following
Jesus, the baby Jesus' script.
No, it is all a script, and you'll come to realise that one day everything is written, and we're all actors, and we're all being directed to play whatever part it is we're playing in this mystery play, which I'm sure has a happy ending for all of us.
Not everybody, I don't think. I'm judging from what I saw last week, but there you go. There you go. All right, George, anything else?
Anything else?
Yes, as in we finished that topic of conversation. Do you have anything else to say? Yes.
I hope we meet up again soon and have a good chat.
I'm sure we will at some point, brother.
And about life, the universe and everything. Okay. And was blocked from getting on another phone-in programme yesterday when I wanted to talk about the knife crime and what have you.
Well, which programme was that?
Duncan Barks.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Not everyone... You don't have the right to go on to a phone-in show. It's a luxury. It's not a right.
It's not a right, but if they're asking for people to call in and offer solutions and you're calling in and wanting to offer a solution, then you would think that you would be allowed to speak. And to me, the solution is very simple.
Bank of a zillion wonders.
So, no. I mean, most of the knife crime is involved with drugs, and so just legalise all drugs
that might help.
Crime would disappear.
It wouldn't disappear, but it might help to a certain extent, but it wouldn't disappear.
I think it would disappear.
Okay. Well, then there you go. You're wrong, but there you go. Listen, I've explained to you why you don't get on other radio stations. You choose not to listen to that. What can I tell you?
No, you haven't explained. You've offered an opinion.
No, I told you exactly why you don't get on LBC. I told you a fact as to why you don't get on LBC, and you chose to believe it.
Why don't I get on BBC?
Do you want me to say? Do you want me to say?
Radio 5. I was a guest a few times on Nicky Campbell.
How long ago was that?
Nicky Campbell.
How long ago was that?
Must have been the last time I was on with him was just after Ian Dury passed away.
How long ago was that? I don't have that.
2000.
Right. Okay. So 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. I can tell you why you don't get on BBC London, but you won't like
it. I'm not talking about BBC London.
Well, you were 30 seconds ago. You were 30 seconds ago. I can tell you why you don't get on BBC London.
I do get on BBC London.
Jesus Christ. All right, George. Well, you just asked why you didn't get on and now you don't want to know.
I'm talking about Five Live.
That was 20 years ago you were on there, man.
I was a guest a few
20 times. 20 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, that's quite a long time. Things change.
No, I've had a thing with...
All right, listen, George, you don't want to listen, so I'm going to move on.
It's you that don't want to listen.
I'll piss off. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.